You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome. Welcome back to Zargate's Pulse. I am your host, Duncan Scott. Today is Friday, the 20th September, and it is another landmark day here because, as you may have seen on our announcement, today is the day that we have launched our first desktop game, our first Web3 game. It is the start of a great and long partnership with the team over at Lowkick Studios, and we are proud to have put on the app just this morning their desktop Web3 game, World Shards. So in honor of this monumental day, we're going to take a little bit of a different direction on today's podcast. We're going to pause our scheduled podcast programming and dive in to tell you all things you need to know about World Shards through an interview that I did, and I managed to sit down with Roman, not our Roman, but World Shards also have their own Roman, and I sat down with him earlier this week to talk about all things World Shards. So we're going to be bringing that interview to you. So no community question of the week this week. Keep your questions coming in over on X. You can find me at hashd, H-A-S-H-D. We will reconvene the standard podcast in next week's episode. I'm also going to put in all of the show notes on this, everything you need to find out more about Lowkick, find out more about World Shards, the quests, the game itself, their background, and of course, those important links so you can go and try the game for yourself. It's not just a game, as I said, it's our first foray into the Web3 environment with our games. All the games on the platform so far have come from a Web2 background, but this gives you the added benefit of being able to earn Web3 rewards directly in the game, not just through our Zargates platform. That means log in through the Zargates app. You'll get all of your Zargates rewards as normal, but you're also going to be able to earn tokens and NFTs by playing the game inside their platform through OpenLoot. So without any further ado, let's dive into the interview. I hope you enjoy the game. Do get involved over the next couple of days. Come and let me know how you find it. I have already got in. That's why this episode's coming out a little bit later than usual, because I was straight in with my access codes, getting in there, having a little run around. I've already done some of the initial training, so I'm looking forward to getting back in there at the end of the working day today and over the weekend. So let's get into the interview.
Exclusive interview.
Welcome, everybody. I'm excited today to be joined by Roman Novikov, who is the lead marketing manager over at World Shards. We're going to be diving into all aspects of the game, the team, what our players can look forward to. Welcome, Roman, to the podcast.
Hey, nice to be here. Nice to meet everyone.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. I know you guys are super busy over there, but and we've got a lot of stuff to cover about World Shards that I know our players are going to be excited to learn about. But before we kind of deep dive into it, I'd really like to get to know you a little bit more, kind of what your background, your role is in the team, and a bit more about the company behind the game, Lowkick Studios.
Yeah, so Lowkick is a rather small but rapidly growing team of very passionate and experienced game developers. We have like several successful Web2 projects in our portfolio. You must have heard of World of Tanks. You must have heard of Guns of Boom. You must have heard of Lineage 2, and when it comes to my personal experience, probably a lot of you have played FIFA franchise. So yeah, tons of experience tons of successful launches. None of them were Web3, however, so we are sort of newbies in this place, and right now we are busy with both developing a top quality game that we are known of and learning a lot about Web3. And basically, the goal is to conquer the Web3 space initially. Not initially, but like later down the line. And we are not like just experience. We're actually maintaining like the idea of balance between youth and experience. For example, I'm not even 30 yet, but I'm probably the oldest guy on our marketing team, because I do believe that youth and fresh ideas are essential to game development. And speaking about me, I'm actually a relatively recent addition to the team. I joined Lowkick in the beginning of 2024, and my role as a marketing lead includes all things related to how we present world charts to players and partners. That's exactly why I'm here.
Yeah, it's great. What was the reason for kind of the transition between Web2 and Web3? Obviously, we're solely Web3, and a lot of us at this end come from a Web3 background, and a lot of our users at the moment are Web3 based. But what kind of were the opportunities that you guys saw in that space to expand?
Well, I think Web3 space, since its very, very beginning, was a sort of a Wild West, and it still is. And we basically have all the beliefs that we are the coolest cowboys in town. And yeah, we can crave the solid and large niche to our project here. So that was like the main reason to switch.
Yeah, because obviously I know all of the games that you mentioned, and especially World of Tanks was an incredibly incredibly popular and successful game. But what led you guys down the world shards route? Where did that come about, and where was the inspiration for this sort of game?
Well, the basic idea, I think it's always is to make a game that you enjoy yourself. And not only we develop games at Lowkick, we are actually also avid gamers. And the goal is to make something that you can enjoy, whether you go for a quick dungeon run after a long day at work, or when you go like on a full gaming bender. Well, you just take like some sleep breaks and maybe food breaks. And we just thought that we can like go for the vibe of the projects that we enjoyed when we were way, way younger than now. The projects that made us fall in love with the gaming. Yeah, it's how World Charts was born. Basically, we took like a lot of time actually to develop a proper concept. Then we turned this concept into a prototype, and now we turned the prototype into an early version of the game. We are moving forward to doing a project that we'll be proud of.
Yeah, you guys are moving pretty quick, and we'll touch upon kind of the roadmap and your ambitions a little bit later. But can you just give me a very brief overview of the concept of the game, what its style, what its genre is, and who it might appeal to?
Yeah, sure. So World Charts is an RPG with a levelless progression system that also includes survival elements and crafting. If like I had to make you an elevator pitch, I'll basically say Palia meets Valheim. Plus there are tons of cute cats, but of course it's like it's way more complex than that. I think that the idea of behind mixing all those elements was to achieve a satisfying gameplay loop that works for both hardcore and like chill gamers, and I think we managed to do just that. Plus our art team managed to create a distinct look and personality. So if you like ask to whom World of Charts may appeal, I think World of Charts has a mass appeal. The game is for everyone except people who have maybe strong preference for shooters and a crippling disdain for cats.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely need to talk about the cats a little bit more, because it's such a a core of the lore and the story behind it and the catastrophe that there is in the storyline. So, you know, how did that come about? There must be a good story behind the cat theme.
Yeah, to put it bluntly, I think almost everyone on our team has a cat or two. I personally have two cats and a dog. It's not a requirement, but I guess it's a law of attraction. We all love cats. One of the main books on storytelling is called Save the Cat. So we decided to make our gamers save the cats. And works pretty fine, if you ask me. I'm not like going to spill the beans on a deeper lore of World Charts right now, because there are some twists and turns that will come in the future. For example, right now you are like fighting against wargs, which are basically wolf-like creatures. Maybe it's not always going to be like that. But yeah, the basic gist was that we all love cats. We all want to save the cats, and we all want to prevent another catastrophe.
Yeah, it seems there's a kind of a bit of a balance, isn't there, between some humor in the game, some lighthearted stuff, and some action that involves all the cats. I mean, the guys must be pretty creative over at your end.
Yeah, our game design and lore team actually are amazing. I'm a big fan of what they do. And I'm not just saying it because I work with those guys every day and they will probably hear the podcast. So yeah, huge shout out to them. I actually love what we did because especially in Web3 space, most of the games, I'd say, fantasy games, I should say, are like dark and brooding and grim, and we never wanted to do something like that. We actually wanted to find the proper mix of humor, balance, and interesting lore.
Yeah, so is that kind of where you think your USP is? Like, I know there's, as you said, it's not just Web3, but Web2 games. There's so many out there now, and it is quite difficult to stand out. So where do you guys think is kind of the big reason why people would be appealed to and attracted to your game, and what makes it so special?
Well, like I said before, the gameplay loop is extremely addictive. Like, I know people that spend up to 10 to 15 hours just going from dungeon to dungeon. Art style is, in my opinion, great. It has a good, it has a vibe of an old school game, but at the same time, it does not look old school. Our game is actually getting more and more beautiful each day. Yeah, that's something that you see like at first glance. But I also don't want to overlook the fact that we are like really, really early in the development process. So when it comes to the Web3 space, I think there is a sentiment that all the major players are already way, way ahead of everyone. And the fact that we are early, and the fact that you can join something really great at the beginning and watch it being built from the ground up is also an advantage, and it adds to our appeal.
Yeah, that's a good point, and it leads me on quite nicely, because I know we touched upon it very briefly earlier, and I wanted to ask you a little bit more about kind of where you are in your phase, where you are in your roadmap, and kind of what are your ambitions over the next kind of remainder of this year and into next year.
Yeah, so we actually, I should probably say that unlike a lot of developers in the Web3 space, we actually are trying to stick to our roadmap. You already mentioned that we grow fast and steady. So yeah, our ambition is to like to conquer the world. I don't know. Actually, it's like way simpler than that. We are gearing up towards the in-game economy launch, and we're going to have some crucial sales of land and crafting artifacts. Those sales are just around the corner, And in order to make things even sweeter, we've actually announced an exclusive raffle for the newcomers. So all of your listeners can simply hop on, try the game with the trial codes, which is also a new feature. And if you like the game, you'll be more than welcome in World Charts, and you'll get a chance to receive a lot of cool presents and rewards from our team. But while we are like all extremely excited about the economy, about the market growth, we are first and foremost game developers, and our main ambition is to make a stable and enjoyable games. We do believe that World Charts is going to be a game just like that, and it's going to give our players years and years of great memories and fun experiences. We are doing a lot of stuff on the Web3 side in order to launch economy, in order to grow the market. Things like multiplayer, additional levels, new game mechanics, fighting bugs and cheaters are always our first priority, and our goals lie there.
No, I mean, that's what attracted us to you guys as a partner, was the real emphasis on enjoyment, and you know, through our model and what we're trying to achieve with the platform is so focused around people just playing games that they enjoy playing and being able to kind of be rewarded for their time in it, rather than specifically having to do certain tasks or be particularly good at things or have to kind of pigeonhole people into roles. It's just all about kind of the fun and the enjoyment that I think you guys share a good ethos with.
Yep. Basically, like I said, we are looking for a balance, for the sweet spot where both gamers who are like chill, play after work, have a social life, enjoy the game, and the players who want to like go through every dungeon, beat every enemy, collect every piece of gear, and achieve 100% achievements and get the platinum, we'll both enjoy the game. So yeah, that's actually our goal, and it's nice to hear from you that it's something that can be seen and percepted in public.
Yeah, and on the Web3 side of things, I know you said that our guys are going to be able to kind of jump in with the trial codes, and you've got some giveaways and things, but they could also actually earn and get some NFTs during the trials that they can keep if they upgrade to full access. I think that's right.
Yep, sure. So a small tangent about the trial codes. When you access the game via trial code, you have from 24 up to 72 hours into our game. All the functionality is available for you. And of course, getting NFTs is also available for you. And as soon as you end your trial, you will have all your NFTs that you gathered during this period locked up for 72 hours. And you will have the ability to upgrade to full access and get them into your collection.
Amazing. That sounds good. So is there anything else that our users need to know about from your side? Anything that particularly you want to share, or tips when they're entering the game for the first time?
Yeah. So when it comes to like accessing the game via the trial code, you will be first taken to Adventure Board. It's basically our social quest. Everything's simple. If I were you, I would complete all the tasks, because the shard points you receive there will be tradable for future. It's a secret, so I won't go into details, but it will be tradable for a lot of cool stuff, so don't miss out on that. And when it comes to the gameplay, don't rush towards higher difficulty islands from the jump. I know that early levels, they seem easy, but that's exactly how they get you, you know? You will get a proper, I would say, you will get handled if you go to more difficult levels when you are not ready. So once you begin the game, like, chill for a bit, gather enough resources, build a beautiful home base, and only after that, go out on a big adventure, kick some ass, and enjoy the game. And yeah, don't forget to join our social media and say hi to me on Discord if you come from Zargate. I will be happy to see all of you guys.
Great, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to diving in myself. And I think this is going to be one that's really popular with our people. So thank you so much for taking the time, Roman. I'll let you guys get back to work. I know you're busy building over there 24/7. I've taken up enough of your time, so I will let you go. But thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure. And once again, join Warshard. And yeah, you are most welcome.
Thanks, Roman.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.